Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Raheemy Harrison Grody, middays 10 a.m. to 2. On Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
What, if any, adjustments did you make offensively from the first half to the second half when you were able to really get going in the second half, but obviously not able to get going in the first?
Did I make?
Yes, sir.
Not one. Okay. I stuck to the game plan, and we ended up doing a better job executing, and guys played hard, and we made some plays.
That was Herb Howard and Ben Johnson. This is Raheemy Harrison Grody on 670 The Score. Herb asked the right question, like, did you make any adjustments? And Ben Johnson said no. But it sure looked like things changed for the Bears immediately after halftime against the Packers. They did run the ball more. Ben Johnson has said, well, some of those 2 and 3 yard runs that we had turned into 5s and 6s. And maybe he didn't make halftime adjustments. But for example, as we've mentioned a couple times in this show today, the first 2 drives, 6 plays called, and one of them was a run. The rest were passes. I don't know if that was by design necessarily, but I don't think it's a secret as to why you'd get back to the run and why you would decide to start rolling out and utilizing play action when your run game is working better.
It is somewhat curious because of how the game went down and understanding, yes, the Packers have a very good defense, but one way to attack a dominant pass rusher such as Micah Parsons and company, by the way, is just to run the football. Like, they had just proven it. But I wonder if he was trying to zig when they zagged, as he did in that final play, when obviously the run fit was there. The Packers thought they were going to run. They go with a pass play that had an option to run, if you will. I just wonder if that's going to affect Ben Johnson's thinking going forward. I don't hate the idea of getting Caleb Williams into a rhythm, but man, they have a puzzle they need to figure out.
And while I understand people questioning adjustments made during the game at halftime being the only adjustments, we know that's not the case. We've both spent time on sidelines as broadcasters. That's not what's going on. A lot of times what you'll see is if a player picks up something real time, say the defense is on the bench, they've just finished a series, they will tell other members of the defense, hey, this guy is doing this at this time. Watch out for this. There are real-time conversations that happen on the part of other players to let people know what they're seeing.
And that's
those are adjustments.
Right. Those are adjustments and like, they're not even like so much on the fly as this is just the normal progression of a football game. These guys have been playing football all their lives. The coaches have been coaching for a long time. And you pick up things because you scout for one thing, you prepare for one thing. But of course, there's always going to be wrinkles and adjustments that the team makes in an effort to stop what you were doing well last week. And what were they doing well the week before? They were running the doggone football until it couldn't be run no more.
to say the very least.
Yeah, so it's interesting to see how they've been so much more effective from the quarterback on down in second halves of games compared to first halves, and it's got to stop if they want to have a chance to win the majority of their remaining
games. Well, that's it. You may not say you make adjustments at the half, but it sure looks like you do, or somebody is, or somebody does. And we know that, for example, Caleb Williams will go to the bench after a series, and he's usually looking at video. You know, there's oftentimes an iPad, or he's talking to one of the coaches. You know, there's always some sort of discussion that is going on with him. Or he's talking to the team, as he's mentioned. He's talking to the offensive unit. I feel like those things do happen over the course of a game.
What do you make of what people have said post-game that follow the Bears about how they just didn't come out with the ferocity that we had been accustomed to, and the Packers came out with more ferocity than they did at the outset of the game, and that's what changed in the second half of the game?
Well, defense was just winning more one-on-one matchups. Like, that's how I put it. Yeah, you know, I don't necessarily think it's as simple as, oh, they were the better team, but the Packers played like the better team on Sunday, especially in that first half. They had 71 yards as a team in the first half. That's not just all the quarterback.
Oh, no.
There's a lot of void there.
Absolutely not. But I think the lack of a passing game, once they get you to second and long, third and long, you already know what time it is. And it's not a good time for the Bears offense.
Well, and again, it also, we just don't also know how many times Ben Johnson is using teaching moments or fact-finding moments in games. I think that is very much happening. And because the Bears have won so many games now, we look at it differently because we're thinking about a different goal. And that factors into this as well. I asked Patrick Manley about this yesterday, the longest tenured Bear, our long snapper of residence. He's on our pre- and post-game coverage, about what he saw based on one half to another.
What I kind of saw was just his mentality changed. I don't think his formations and all that kind of stuff changed. I think it was more of, they came out and actually threw the ball and did a little more play action to start the second half and then got to the run game. So, you know, you practice all week and you put that game plan in all week and you got formations and all that stuff and you're scouting Jeff Hafley. I don't think he changed any of that. I just think he went down on his call sheet and called different plays and different orders and different ideas and different situations. That's what I thought. And when you're asking about adjustments, it's not him, you know, adjusting schemes and things like that. I think it's just him adjusting his call sheet to what he needed to do at that moment. And it obviously worked in the second half to get started throwing the ball, though making the easy throws for Caleb and loosening up the defense, and then running the ball down their throat successfully.
Sounds like a plan, and it sounds like an accurate description of what happened. I mean, you just wish that wasn't the case, because the possibilities are endless. If they come up with, let's just say they come up with a couple of field goals. If they get a field goal off the turnover that they create in the first half, when they have the ball first and 10 at the 36-yard line of the Packers, it's a different end-of-game situation.
There are so many times where I've said, if two balls are completed more, it's a different scenario for the half. It's a different scenario for the game. But that's, you know, that's not what happened. But that's why I think Grody's right. They're close. Like, they're close to getting this stuff coming together.
I just don't know if they can close that gap, specifically the Caleb Williams gap. I think they can run the football. That's been established, but you got to have variety in order to win the NFL.
That's Marshall Harris. I'm Layla Rahimi. Coming up next, our friend Danny Parkins from Fox Sports 1. We'll ask him about this and a lot more, including a question about his Chiefs team that he used to cover. So we'll do it all next here on Rahimi, Harris, and Grody on 670 The Score.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.